Chapel of the Podestà. The Bargello frescoes were already attributed to Giotto by several of the greatest old sources, such as Giovanni Villani, Lorenzo Ghiberti, and Giorgio Vasari, who also mentions the famous portrait of Dante painted by the Florentine master. In the Palazzo del Bargello, built in 1250 for the high official of medieval Italian cities known as the Podestà, and today the venue of the Museo Nazionale del Bargello, Giotto left important traces of the last period of his relentless activity, which unfortunately have either been destroyed or have reached the present day in very fragmentary conditions. One of the lost frescoes is the allegorical depiction of the commune looted by its citizens, mentioned in the writings of Ghiberti. However, the fresco in the Hall of Arms of the Madonna enthroned, called the Maestà, and the allegories of the Sestieri of Florence, that is to say, the administrative divisions of the city, appear in relatively good conditions. This fresco was detached in the 19th century from the far wall of the Chapel of the Podestà, situated on the upper floor. The vast pictorial decoration of this room, with its very high walls, was terminated around the end of 1337, under the tenure of Fidesmino da Varano as Podestà, and thus after Giotto's death, which occurred on January the 8th, 1337. The walls bear depictions of the stories of the Baptist and the stories of St. Mary Magdalene. The major restoration that the Opificio delle Pietre Dure of Florence conducted in 2004 recovered the authenticity of the surviving portions that had undergone considerable overpainting. The decoration was without a doubt one of the artist's greatest undertakings, which he designed and, in part, coordinated until his death. Several surviving portions of the grandiose depiction of Paradise offer details of great beauty, in which we can still grasp the presence of the old master, by then assisted by numerous helpers. Several critics indicate autograph passages of Giotto's final period in the scenes of the resurrection of Lazarus and in the death of the Magdalene. The frescoes on the far wall are of a monumental and solemn breadth, with God the Father depicted above the crowded scene of the Last Judgment. On the lower part of the wall is the famous portrait of Dante holding his Divine Comedy and depicted among the elect of heaven.